Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time to do the dirt. Tina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. They got a great rate right now on money market accounts. Rates as high as 1.5% APY. For more details, visit pvcu.org. So what's up in Hollywood, Dina?
All right. Britney Spears, she's always been close to her sister, Jamie Lynn Spears, who starred on Zoe 101. And it looks like Jamie Lynn's got her sister's back. Yeah, you know, this whole issue with Jamie's and Britney's dad wanting to still continue the conservatorship over Britney. She says, no, Britney's got it going on. She's all set. She can handle things herself. And this is in step with, too, their mom, Lynn, who also supports Britney's bid to run her own life and run her own finances. But I guess their father still believes that she needs somebody to oversee everything in her life right now.
He thinks father knows best.
Yeah,
but
basically.
Who knows?
But all the girls in the family are against him right now, so we'll have to see. It's, I guess, a big wedge that's been driven between the family, and they can't get past this.
That's sad when not everybody gets along.
That's
in a family.
True.
I hate that.
DinaStirt.com.
Step aside, Breaking Bad. Another show has claimed the top spot on IMDb.
Oh, Breaking Bad. Yeah. What is the show?
Chernobyl.
Oh,
can
really?
You believe it?
HBO?
HBO's
yeah.
Chernobyl became the top-ranked TV show of IMDb's all-time. And, you know, the
wow.
International Movie Database is a pretty respected ranker. But according to Variety, as of Tuesday, the show got a 9.7-star average rating out of 10.
What wow. a Breaking Bad, though, get like...
Well, no, Breaking Bad's up there. I mean, it's just... they had 9.5, so it's not
wow.
too far behind. I mean, Band of Brothers gets a 9.5, Game of Thrones a 9.3. But if it makes you feel better, Kellogg, the show did not claim the higher Rotten Tomatoes score.
Oh,
so
Breaking Bad
still beats them by a point there. So there you go, Breathe. You
maybe I'll
relief,
watch that
okay?
show.
Love that show.
Yeah.
Which one?
Breaking Bad.
Oh, you gotta watch it.
I never
it,
saw it.
Yeah.
I want to see Breaking Chernobyl. No.
You think you're going to do a 10?
DinaStirt.com.
Is that possible?
Going to do it. 10.1.
Brad Pitt, he's played a lot of roles on the big screen, but one thing he's not welcome to using his face for is the upcoming Straight Pride Parade out of Boston. A group of men in Boston putting on this event in response to Pride Month, which is just sickening in itself. You know, Chris Evans has already bashed the parade.
You mean the straight pride is
the
sickening.
The straight pride
yeah,
is
okay.
sickening. I'm sorry. Yes, just to be clear, I think it's sickening that people are doing this and just not being more embracing of everyone. But Chris Evans has bashed the parade, and now Brad Pitt has found that his face was being used as
oh.
their kind of official, unofficial mascot.
How horrible is that to find out somebody's just using your image
yeah, right?
yeah.
or something like that?
It's yeah.
just...
It is horrible and
terrible,
horrifying
yeah.
because people might think that you do support that. So thankfully, he got them to take it down. And I don't know if he's going to pursue any legal action, but I would support him if he did.
DinaStirt.com.
Well, it looks like that coffee cup from Westeros is still making the rounds in the rumors here today.
Is it up for bid somewhere?
Oh,
no.
Man, that would fetch
yes.
a pretty penny on Game
okay.
of Thrones.
That
the accidental
a lot
one.
Of money.
The big story, that coffee cup that was in a scene that was from Starbucks that they never removed. Daenerys was getting blamed for it. You know, Emilia Clarke, she plays Daenerys. They were all like, oh, she just wanted her herbal tea. But now, Sophie Turner, who played Sansa Stark, is coming forward to say, no, that was Kit Harington. Coffee cup who
what?
Plays Jon Snow.
They were both in that scene, though, right?
Yes, they yeah. were. Actually, all three of them were in that scene,
oh.
but it was his chair. She said it was in front of Kit's chair.
Whoa.
And then he obviously moved it, and this picture was taken.
Whoa.
And the reason why she says it couldn't have been her or Emilia is because both of them wear corsets, and their corsets are so tight that they would either pee themselves or throw the liquid back up because there's no
oh.
room for anything
oh
in there.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, I was surprised.
Tight.
I was surprised, yeah. too, because I thought Winterfell was the only place that had a Starbucks right next to the blacksmith shop.
Well, here they're trying to expand to the Red Keep.
Yeah.
They're in every corner now.
First one.
Every corner.
Starbucks just pops up everywhere.
Yeah. The baristas also, they fought in the wars as well.
Did they?
Way.
Yes. Did they? Everybody contributed, right? Mm-hmm. That's your Dirt at 840. Get all the reports from 640, 740, and 840 at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
Time for Dina's Dirt at the 40. Your latest gossip headlines being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Make your money work hard for you with a money market account. Rates as high as 1.5% APY. For details, visit pvcu.org. So what's up, Dina?
All right. Well, starting things off with Teen Mom 2 star Janelle Evans and her husband, ex or whatever he is at this point, David Eason. It's coming out now that they received a suspicious letter containing powder last month. And this happened on the same day that their kids were taken from their custody. So she had called police saying that she'd just checked her mailbox and someone sent them a letter that has powder in it.
That's scary.
And that when her husband opened it, powder just came out all over the car and they didn't know what it was. So they wanted the police to come check it out. Now, at this point, there's been nothing said as to what that powdery substance was.
Right.
But now fans of the show and trolls, everybody, accusing them of making it up themselves. So the police have not said anything about that. It's just that people who are commenting on social media are saying you guys probably made this up yourselves just to take the attention off of your kids getting taken away from you.
Was it a Gold Bond sample?
It could have been. I don't know if that's what was.
Did they check the return address?
I have no idea. But yeah, we'll keep you posted as we hear more about that. DinasDirt.com. Well, it looks like Dennis Quaid has a new lady in his life. He is dating a 26-year-old University of Texas student. Now, he's 65, just to remind you. Her name's Laura Savoy. You may have heard of her before because she's also dated other celebrities in the past. Jeremy Piven, as a matter of fact. She dated him.
Entourage, yeah.
Sounds like a thing that she does then.
Yeah, but she is a smart girl. I mean, she was the class valedictorian at Pepperdine University. She's gone on to get her master's degree. She's working towards her PhD. So, I mean, she's a smart girl, smart enough to date a celebrity, I guess, too, right?
So not bad. That is smart.
All right. We were big fans of Chernobyl. I actually like that HBO 5-part miniseries.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's not
I can't
bad.
Wait to see it. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to say it's like very like drama, sit at the edge of your seat, but it's intriguing.
Got great reviews.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and, it's supposed to be good.
And it's got one of the Skarsgårds in it. So, you know, I like the whole Skarsgård family there. And they're all
love
great
the
actors. But the thing is, even though we liked it, Russia did not. So they feel like it didn't portray everything that happened accurately. They're saying the fact that an American, not a Russian TV channel, tells us about our own heroes is a source of shame. And they want to put together their own series where they are inserting American spies into the narrative. So basically, the American spies are the ones who will be blamed on the whole explosion. So
well, that's surprising because they love America. I mean, why would they even do that?
Their media is 100% free.
Yep.
DinaStirt.com.
And Rihanna, you know, she was recently named Forbes' richest female musician.
Yeah.
So not bad. She's using some of that money to rent out an entire island so that she can record her next album. So that's pretty cool.
You need the acoustics from the whole island?
I guess maybe acoustics are good on an island.
That's
when
right.
you're on just land surrounded 100% by water, things sound better. I don't know.
That is true. I think that's a true statement.
But the nice thing is she's invited her family to come with her, and the place has some quaint little cottages for them to stay at. It has a state-of-the-art studio, and it's costing her somewhere like $200,000 to rent it for the entire week.
Wow.
It's like $25,000 a day.
Wow.
Yeah, so she might not be the richest musician after this.
Goodness. I would love that.
Well, we're not her friends, so we didn't get invited. That's your Dirt at 740. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 840 with 94.7 WMAS.
Here we go. Dina's got your Dirt at the 40 right now, and it's all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. If you want to watch your bank account and see it rise every day, you can get a money market account. Rates as high as 1.5% APY. For details, visit pvcu.org. And while you're saving, you can also dirt in.
There you go.
All right, what do you got, Dina?
Smooth.
Hollywood news.
All right, starting off with those rumors that Bradley Cooper and his model girlfriend, Irina Shayk, were headed towards a breakup. Well, now it's official. According to Us Weekly, they've parted ways after more than 4 years of dating and a baby. Apparently, they've been having issues for a while. Still living together at the moment just because they're trying to figure out the situation with their daughter. But then there were those rumors, too, that maybe his work with Lady Gaga and the two of them getting so close close.
They really
shallow.
Very, very cozy at all those after parties. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a rumor that she might have split them up. Now, another couple breaking up, and we don't think Lady Gaga had anything to do with this one.
Never know.
NSYNC's Joey Fatone and his wife Kelly Baldwin calling it quits after 15 years of
marriage. Wow. Bad. So Joey's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
He's hilarious.
You like him?
Yeah.
Joey
Fatone.
I like it. He's got that
hot dog stand.
The fat ones. Yeah. So
I like him even more now.
It's got something to do with food.
DinaStirk.com.
Congratulations to The View co-host Abby Huntsman. And congratulations to The View co-host Abby Huntsman because she's given birth to twins.
Oh, wow.
Nice. All right.
So Ruby Kate and William Jeffrey were born. And from what we hear is the daughter is very sweet and calm and the son is very wide-eyed and ready to raise havoc.
Wait, there's a Kate and a William? Isn't that the royal couple?
What? No, Abby Huntsman.
Oh, wait. No, the kids.
Oh, the kids, Kate and William. Yeah, good point. Huh. I never even thought about that.
royalty.
It's Ruby Kate.
Right.
And William
Jeffrey. Yeah, still. So. Sounds like she was stealing their names.
I don't think she was. DinaStirk.com. R. Kelly has entered not guilty pleas to 11 new assault charges against him. And he's facing, well, a lot of time in prison. Each of the new charges carries a maximum sentence of up to 30 years in prison.
Wow.
And he's due back in court on June 26th. I feel like, you know, every time I hear, oh, new charges against R. Kelly, it's like I just can't keep track. There's so many.
Yeah. Well, if he's guilty of like 1/8 of them, it's still
a lot of
terrible.
Time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what? If that's what he deserves, then that's what he deserves.
DinaStirk.com.
And it looks like somebody in Taylor Swift's camp needs to brush up on their editing skills. Some Taylor Swift fans noticing a typo in her merchandising. She's got a bunch of stuff out, but a t-shirt is getting a lot of attention right now. Mm-hmm. It says, "You're the only one of you, baby, that's the fun of you." And that's a lyric from her new song, Me.
Okay.
Right.
Now, the typo is, so in You're the Only One, Y-O-U-R, apostrophe E.
Oh,
the apostrophe's
in the wrong
over.
Place. It's not. It's supposed to be Y-O-U apostrophe
right.
And no one caught this R-E. After 2,000 shirts are probably printed.
Oh, yeah. Fans are saying, I've had this shirt for a month, and now you're telling me it's had a typo this whole time. So, yeah, somebody in Taylor's camp needs to pay better attention. But also, these people buying the t-shirts should have paid better attention in English class, too.
I'm sorry. They're collectibles
right.
now.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, like when they misprint a dollar bill or a Taylor Swift piece of merchandise.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Or maybe Taylor Swift will show up to your house with whiteout and a Sharpie.
Oh, that's
you never know.
That would be helpful.
It would be.
She should go to Cafe Press and order those t-shirts one by one so it's not a huge investment.
That's
you know, one at a time.
That's true. That's
cheaper
your dirt
that
at 640. Get more fresh stuff coming your way in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.